Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Blood Shadows. Chapter 1, in Media Res. Megan stumbled through the crimson-streaked street, the copper smell of fresh blood mingling with the cold night air. The flashing red and blue lights of police cruisers cut stark shadows across her path as officers scrambled around a scene that looked like a butcher's nightmare. Her hands trembled, not from the cold, but from the macabre sight before her. A twisted human form, its throat torn in a manner far too savage for any animal attack. Sheriff Dale blocked her path, his face a mask of irritation and fatigue. "Miss Monroe, I've told you before, leave this to the professionals. And I'm telling you, Sheriff, there's something more to these murders." Megan's voice wavered but held a steely resolve. "People have the right to know the truth." Dale's jaw tightened. "The truth is, you're in over your head. Next time, I won't be so generous." He ushered her forcibly away from the scene. As Megan retreated, she couldn't shake the sensation that eyes were watching her. She glanced back and saw a cloaked figure vanish into the night. Her pulse quickened, but she forced herself to focus. The townspeople were hush-hush about the murders, too afraid to talk, or too ignorant to know. She needed answers, and she knew just where to start. After a quick call to her editor to update him on her progress, or lack thereof, she marched to Mrs. Abernathy's antique shop. The bell over the door tinkled as she entered, pulling the musty smell of aged wood and faded memories deeper into her lungs. Mrs. Abernathy, a wisp of a woman with eyes that seemed too big for her face, greeted her.
"Ah, Miss Monroe," Mrs. Abernathy said. Her voice was soft but carried a strange weight.
"Still chasing shadows, are we?"
"These shadows are killing people," Megan replied, stepping closer to the counter. "And I think you know more than you're saying."
Mrs. Abernathy's eyes narrowed. She motioned Megan closer and whispered, "Be careful, child. Some doors once opened cannot be closed." With that cryptic warning, she handed Megan an old weathered book about Tillmouth's history. Leaving the shop, Megan thumbed through the brittle pages under a flickering street lamp. Her breath hitched as she came across an illustration, a dark, hooded figure and a circle of stones. The caption read, "The Night of Blood Moon, The Rituals of Tillmouth's Dark Past." A sudden chill crawled down her spine. She snapped the book shut and started walking faster, her mind racing with possibilities. Turning a corner, she ran face first into the cloaked figure from before. She gasped, stumbling backward as the figure silently retreated into the deeper shadows of the alleyway. Adrenaline surged through her veins. She had to get to the local archives before anyone or anything else found her. The archives were dimly lit and smelled like mildew and old paper. Megan sifted through the records, finding more references to the Blood Moon rituals. Every word she read painted a darker picture, connecting the ancient cult to the recent murders. "There you are," a voice startled her. Sheriff Dale stood at the doorway, his face illuminated by the swinging light bulb above him. "You really don't know when to quit, do you?" "You know I'm onto something," Megan retorted, holding up a crumbling document. "These weren't just random murders. This town has a history of blood sacrifices." Dale's eyes flickered, a blend of fear and resignation crossing his features. "This is bigger than both of us, Monroe. You dig too deep, you'll end up like them." A rustling sound echoed from the back of the archives. Both turned towards the source, tensions high. Megan's heart pounded painfully. Was it another cult member or something worse? Without waiting to find out, they bolted from the building, but not before Megan grabbed a map marked with the site of the next ritual. Out in the open again, Megan exchanged a wary glance with Dale. They understood each other now. They were walking in deep waters teeming with monsters. One wrong step, and they'd drown. As she made her way back to her motel, the feeling of being watched never left her. She glanced over her shoulder constantly, but the streets remained deserted. It was as if the town itself was holding its breath, bracing for what was to come. Before retiring for the night, Megan locked her doors and placed a chair under the doorknob. Her hands didn't stop shaking until she wrapped herself in the thin motel blanket, the pages of the ancient book spread out beside her. Her eyes fluttered closed.
memories of blood-smeared streets and hooded figures haunting her dreams, until dawn painted the sky, revealing the unsettling truth. Tillmouth's horror was far from over. Chapter 2. The Tainted Legacy. Morning light sliced through the thin curtains of Megan's motel room, but it did little to warm the icy pit in her stomach. She grabbed the map she had found and headed straight for Tillmouth's archives again. If she hoped to uncover anything tangible, it wouldn't be from interviews or small-town rumors. She needed hard evidence. The scent of damp paper assaulted her as she delved deeper into the dusty corridors. Each box she opened held fragments of a horrifying past, conspiracies, disappearances, and macabre rituals all linked to the vampire cult. Her fingers brushed against brittle files and decaying records, her mind piecing together a twisted puzzle. Glued to a history book, she didn't notice Sheriff Dale entering until he spoke. "Can't stay away, can you?" His voice was softer than before, carrying a hint of unspoken fears. "I found something last night," Megan said, turning to face him. She held up an article about the last recorded blood moon sacrifice. "This has to be it. This is what connects the murders." Dale's eyes scanned the paper. When he looked at her again, there was a trace of something new. Respect, perhaps. "And what do you plan to do with this?" "Stop them," Megan replied simply, "and I need your help." Dale sighed, pinching the bridge of his nose. "Meet me at Abernathy's at noon. Someone has to show you what you're really dealing with." Noon came slowly. Megan spent the interim pacing her room, the ticking clock an unbearable reminder of how little time was left. By the time she arrived at the antique shop, Sheriff Dale and Mrs. Abernathy were already waiting. "You came," Mrs. Abernathy said, her eyes holding a mix of pity and determination. "I guess it's time you saw the truth." The shop's back room was a treasure trove of ancient artifacts and relics, each telling a fragment of Tillmouth's dark legacy. Mrs. Abernathy held up a weathered silver amulet. "This is what binds the cult. It's ancient, passed down through generations. They use it to control their victims." Megan eyed the amulet warily. "And how do we stop them?" "You don't," Mrs. Abernathy said gravely. "You survive." Thomas, the reclusive local historian, entered the room at that moment. His face bore the lines of one who has seen too much. "She's right. The cult is older than this town. Stopping them is a fool's errand." "But we can disrupt their plans," Megan insisted. "We have to," Mrs. Abernathy nodded slowly. "Disrupt, maybe. Defeat, never." With the grim knowledge and the map, Megan felt both hope and despair warring within her. Every step brought her closer to an inevitable clash, a confrontation she sensed would change everything. As she left the antique shop and walked towards the archives, Megan heard footsteps mirroring hers. She turned, locking eyes with the same cloaked figure she had encountered before. Her blood ran cold, but she strode faster, refusing to let fear cripple her. When she reached the archives, she wasn't surprised to see Thomas waiting. "I've found something," he said, leading her to an old ledger. "This shows the locations and dates of every blood moon ritual. Your map? It's marking the next one." Megan's breath hitched. The reality was setting in. She had pieces of the puzzle, but how many more lives would be lost before they could act? Late that night, Megan returned to her motel room, her mind a whirlwind of thoughts. Unlocking the creaky door, she found herself eyeing the shadows more warily than before. She barricaded the entrance again, laying out the archive's documents in front of her. She traced her fingers over the map, over the symbol indicating the abandoned church deep in Tillmouth's forest. Her eyes blurred with exhaustion as she forced herself to keep reading. Suddenly, a noise broke the silence, the barely audible whisper of footsteps outside her window. Megan's heart thundered in her chest. She flicked off the light, crouching low, clutching the documents to her chest. The footsteps faded, but the fear remained, nestling deep within her bones. As she finally succumbed to sleep, she dreamed not of blood-soaked streets, but of dark forests and ancient rituals. In those dreams, faces of the lost and the damned circled her, their hollow eyes pleading for salvation she wasn't sure she could give. Chapter 3. Descent into Darkness. Hours slipped through Megan's fingers like grains of sand as she stood on the edge of Tillmouth's forest, the air thick with the earthy scent of moss and decaying leaves. Moonlight broke through the canopy sporadically, illuminating the treacherous path she had to follow. Clutching the map tighter, she ventured deeper, the haunting silence only broken by the crunch of twigs underfoot. Her senses were on high alert, every shifting shadow and rustling leaf making her heart race. As she navigated the forest, a sudden rustling made her freeze. From behind a gnarled tree, Sheriff Dale emerged, his face etched with determination. "Thought you might need a hand," he said, his breath visible in the cold night air. Megan sighed in a mix of relief and apprehension. "I'm glad you're here. We've got to find this place before midnight." They trudged on, eventually arriving at a clearing where the abandoned church loomed, half consumed by creeping vines and the neglect of ages. The air grew colder, and a sense of dread permeated the atmosphere. "Ready?" Dale asked quietly. "No," Megan admitted, "but let's go." They followed the map to a slab of stone that tilted ominously, half sunken into the earth. Megan traced her fingers along its edges and found an inscription hidden beneath the overgrowth. "This is it," she whispered. They heaved, pushing aside the stone to reveal an entrance to the underground chambers. As they descended, the air grew mustier, and the flickering light of their lanterns cast eerie shadows along the stone walls. Whispered chants echoed through the narrow passages, sending chills down Megan's spine. "We're not alone," Dale muttered. They crept forward, hearts pounding in sync with the pulsing chants. In the dim recesses of the chambers, they saw them. Hooded figures encircled an altar, a terrified victim bound and gagged at its center. The cult leader, draped in dark robes and clutching the ancient amulet, raised a dagger. "Now!" Megan hissed. They lunged, the element of surprise barely on their side. Chaos erupted. Dale tackled one of the cultists, while Megan desperately tried to wrestle the dagger from the cult leader's grip. Pain shot through her arm as the cult leader slashed at her, but she held on. "You're not doing this!" she screamed, finally knocking the dagger free. She seized the amulet, ripping it from the cult leader's neck. Light burst from the artifact, throwing the cult members back. The underground temple shook as if the very earth was rebelling against the dark rituals.
"Go! Get out!"
Dale shouted, shoving Megan and the rescued victim toward the exit. With the amulet clutched tightly, they scrambled upward, the collapsing chamber threatening to bury them alive. Once outside, Megan gasped for air, the cool wind a welcome sensation against her fevered skin. Dale emerged moments later, chest heaving. The ground rumbled and settled, the underground chambers now sealed shut. "What now?" Megan asked, clutching the amulet. "Destroy it," Dale said simply. He grabbed a rock and smashed the amulet repeatedly until its once brilliant light flickered and died. Dawn began breaking as they walked back to Tillmouth, their steps heavy but relieved. They had disrupted the cult, if only for now. The ancient evil had been thwarted, but the scars would linger. As they neared the town, Megan handed Dale the shattered remains of the amulet. "Keep this safe," she said. "The town shouldn't forget what almost happened." Somehow, they both knew this wasn't the end, but for now Tillmouth could breathe easier, the immediate threat dismantled. They had faced the darkness and emerged, changed and scarred, but stronger for it. But for now, she had survived. Chapter 4. Blood Moon Rising. As midnight loomed closer, the weight of impending doom became almost tangible. Megan and Sheriff Dale stood in the town square, surrounded by a gathering of anxious but hopeful townsfolk. The scent of burning leaves filled the air, the bonfire casting long, flickering shadows. Megan's nerves were taut, each heartbeat echoing her determination. Thomas walked over, his eyes weary yet resolute. "The cult may be disrupted, but they're not gone. We need to be prepared for tonight." Megan nodded, clutching the remains of the amulet. "We won't let them have this town. Not again." The church bell rang out in the distance, tolling 12 times. Midnight had arrived. A sudden chill swept through the square, extinguishing the bonfire's warmth. Everyone drew closer, the unspoken fear palpable. The distant sound of chanting reached their ears. Megan exchanged a wary glance with Dale. "They're coming," he whispered. From the shadows, hooded figures emerged, their eyes gleaming with malicious intent. The leader stepped forward, his voice dripping with dark promises. "Surrender the amulet, and we may spare you." "Over my dead body," Megan spat, raising the broken amulet pieces defiantly. The cultists advanced, the tension crackling like static electricity. Just as they were about to clash, a piercing scream split the air, a distraction that Megan recognized as the town's chants. Dale and Thomas led the charge, their bravery igniting the townspeople to fight back. In the chaos, Megan found herself face to face with the cult leader again. Their struggle had a desperate, almost surreal quality to it, each move imbued with the knowledge that the town's fate hung in the balance. Amid the town's clamor, Megan's fingers found purchase on a sharp fragment of the amulet. She lunged, slashing at the leader's arm and knocking him off balance. "Your reign of terror ends tonight," she yelled, her voice echoing through the square. Suddenly, a flash of light erupted from the amulet fragment in her hand, illuminating the square and throwing the cultists into retreat. Dazed, they stumbled back into the shadows, their power broken. As the first rays of dawn pierced the horizon, the town square slowly returned to normalcy. The once menacing figures had scattered, leaving behind a community bound by a shared victory. Megan dropped the shattered amulet, its purpose fulfilled. Sheriff Dale placed a hand on her shoulder. "We did it," he said simply, his voice a mixture of relief and lingering caution. Megan nodded, her gaze sweeping over the waking town. "This town owes its life to itself. The fight may never be over, but we won't face it alone." The townsfolk began to dissipate, returning to their homes with stories of horror and heroism. Megan walked through the familiar streets, feeling the weight of the past few days lift slightly. She had come full circle, but she was not the same person who had arrived. She was stronger, and so was Tillmoth. As she prepared to leave, she paused and looked back at the town, now bathed in the soft morning light. The blood moon had waned, and so had the immediate danger. But Megan knew, deep down, that vigilance would always be required. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.